Hey everybody, Aaron Dillon here, Managing Director of AG Dillon & Co. I got a pre-IPO company update for the week ending December 8, 2023. Let's get into it. Elon Musk's SpaceX, the most valuable U.S. startup, is considering a tender offer to sell insider shares, potentially valuing the company at over $175 billion. The proposed offer, ranging from $500 million to $700 million, may price shares at around $95 each, though its terms could vary based on seller and buyer interest. The valuation marks an increase from SpaceX's $150 billion valuation earlier this summer, aligning it with major companies like T-Mobile, Nike, and China Mobile. SpaceX, known for its Falcon rockets and commercial space launch Dominus, also operates the Starlink internet service, with projected revenues of $9 billion in 2023, rising to $15 billion. In 2024, SpaceX is considering an IPO for its Starlink division as early as late 2024 to leverage the high demand for space-based compensation. ByteDance, the Chinese parent company of TikTok, is proposing to buy back up to $5 billion of its shares at a $160 per share value, valuing the company at $268 billion. PitchBook posted a large secondary market trade in March of 2023 at $220 billion valuation. The company's implied valuation based on the March 2023 secondary transaction and the secondary market price performance since then is $196 billion. That's as of today. So a $268 billion valuation would be a 37% increase over the implied secondary market valuation. Despite surging revenues, $29 billion in Q2, and $85 billion annually with a 67% jump in net profit, ByteDance faces uncertainty in the IPO prospects due to regulatory challenges in the U.S. and China. ByteDance is a major player alongside Tencent and Alibaba in China's internet landscape and has been pivoting back to its core business led by TikTok and Douyin after less successful ventures in gaming and virtual reality. The buyback offers investors, including major global funds, a chance to realize profits amid ongoing IPO ambiguity. Despite setbacks, including TikTok's ban in India and scrutiny in the U.S., ByteDance's apps remain highly downloadable, and is ventures like TikTok Shop and on-demand services in China continue to drive growth. Navin, a travel software startup previously known as TripActions, has laid off 5% of its workforce, amounting to about 145 employees, amidst preparations for going public. The company, which had previously engaged Goldman Sachs for IPO guidance, experienced a CFO change from Thomas Tushire to Ram Bartov, potentially delaying its IPO plans in a challenging market. The layoffs are a part of a strategy to refocus on profitability and operational efficiency, despite a significant revenue drop from $49 million in 2020 to $17 million in 2021. Navin rebounded with $300 million revenue as business travel resumed. The company, which has shifted from solely focusing on travel expense management to broader spend management, integrating technologies like ChatGPT from OpenAI, has seen substantial growth in expense volume and revenue. While the exact timeline for its IPO remains uncertain, CEO Ariel Cohen indicated Navin's readiness to go public, with the current market conditions being a determining factor. The company's investors include prominent names like Andreessen Horowitz and Lightspeed Ventures. Elon Musk's AI startup xAI is aiming to raise $1 billion, as indicated in a recent securities filing. They've raised $135 million of the $1 billion to date, with the remainder already under binding agreement. The startup, announced in July and funded entirely by Musk, released a ChatGPT competitor called Gronk in early November. Gronk, known for its wit and ability to handle unconventional queries, marks xAI's entry into a competitive field alongside OpenAI, Google's Bard and Gemini, and Anthropic's Claude. Musk, who departed at OpenAI in 2018, reportedly acquired significant GPU resources from NVIDIA for this venture. xAI operates independently, but plans to collaborate with Musk, other companies like Tesla and social media platform X. X investors will own 25% of xAI. X will also distribute Gronk. X's premium plus subscribers will get access to Gronk under their $16 per month subscription fee. That's $4 per month less than OpenAI's $20 per month subscription, premium subscription. Of course, you get everything else that X offers too at that level. The team at XAI includes experts from DeepMind, OpenAI, and other tech giants contributing their experience in AI development. This fundraising move comes amidst Musk's broader involvement in multiple companies and his complex stance on AI development and regulation. Okay, big capital raises for the week ending November 24, 2023, or excuse me, this is last week's update. So really interesting companies and some big, big raises this week. So let's hit on three of them. First, Wormhole, an open source blockchain development platform connecting and decentralized web, raised a $225 million Series A at a $2.5 billion valuation. So get this, the company started in just 2021. So that's $0 to $2.5 billion in 2 years. Coinbase Ventures, Jump Trading, and ParaFi Capital led. That is awesome. Congrats to those folks. Castori, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, is an athletics clothing company, raised $180 million Series E at a $1.2 billion valuation. That's a 2,459% increase from its $46 million valuation Series D in February 2020, just 47 months ago. The Rain Group led. So huge pop for these guys. Congrats. Over 2,000%. Awesome. And then Tower 28, a skincare makeup company, raised a $28 million Series A at a $228 million valuation. That's a 5,600% increase from its $4 million valuation seed in September 2019, 52 months ago. Prelude Growth led, and skincare is a very hot sector. I have a 12-year-old daughter at home, and there is a lot of time discussing skincare and skincare products at the Dillon household. Okay, last up is pre-IPO stock performance as of December 4, 2023. This week's winner, we got Airtable up 5.6%, Rippling up 4.87%, Canva up 1.44%, Klarna up 1.27%, Neuralink's up 1.05%. The week's losers, Flexport was down 22%. Ouch. Deal was down 8.46%. Ramp was down 8.4%. OpenAI down 8.3%. Notion down 3.19%. Top valuations, we got ByteDance at 196. Again, if they do that secondary round, they're going to jump way up to 260 plus. SpaceX is at 157. They just announced this past week that they're going to do another tender at 175. So we'll keep our eye on that. OpenAI is at 71. They're about to close a tender at 86. We'll see if that closes in early January. Stripe's at $49 billion. Databricks at $46 billion, all leading the current valuation. If you want more current valuation and performance data, just go to agdillon.com. It's right there at the top in the menu option. You can't miss it. Okay, that's it for me this week. If you have any pre-IPO research needs, please reach out. Thanks, and see you guys next week.